going into school.
Now, some people might say, that frightens me stiff, going into a school. Worse than going on the doors, worse than going on the pubs. In actual fact, can be one of the most exciting and joyous occasions. Let's run through some of the practicalities. We have to be legal. As I said yesterday, schools are places of education, not evangelism. We can't preach or make an appeal or invite someone to make a personal decision for Christ at a school event. We can tell them what we believe the Bible says. We can say, I believe, we believe, Christians believe, the Bible says. But you can't say, you should. That is illegal in this country. So that we have to be very careful about. Also, let's be wise. We cannot, as much as we'd like to, touch children, except in extreme circumstances. If you walk, walking through the school and there's two, boys beating seven bells out of each other, then maybe you could part them. But there should be teachers around. And some of us older ones were thinking, there's nothing wrong in putting an arm around a child to comfort them. No, 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 no. If there's a problem with a child, the children are the teacher's and the school's responsibility. They have to deal with it. Okay? Except in extreme circumstances. And I can't remember one when I've been into school. Some guiding principles. Be on time for the assembly or the RE lesson. Find out how much time you have. Stick to it. Also, don't wind the children up too much if they're going back into a lesson afterwards, because the teachers then left them to calm them down a bit. Some schools do assemblies before playtime so they can then go and run off their energy. But be careful what you do. But I say, the guiding principles of going into school are quite tightly governed. And it says, be prepared. So find out before, am I coming into an assembly? If so, how long have we got? 10 minutes, 20 minutes? Do you have a particular theme that you want us to, or have we got a free hand? Or do you want us to come in and do an RE lesson? Again, is it on a particular theme? Or again, have we got a free hand? One of the sort of, I suppose, scariest things is, come in and do an RE lesson and do what you want. Do a question and answer on Christianity, and they will ask you the most amazing range of questions. And they, once they get warmed up, they all want to ask questions. You're always going to get one or two of them who feel they have to ask you a question, even if it's not relevant, but they feel they've got to. But deal with it. Don't say, oh, that's can't do with that. Answer it simply and then move on. And you get some most amazing questions. And if they're questions you can't answer, say, I don't know. Better say that than make something up and they find out later it's not true. It doesn't do the Christian faith any favours. And be prepared. You might be going in just two people doing an RE lesson or an assembly. Depends on what you're going to be doing to assembly. It might be three or four or five or even six of you. If you've got puppets, take them. You never know how you might be able to use them. If you've got musical instruments, anybody on the team is a guitarist, do that. Most schools like to sing as part of their assembly. Don't choose the ones that you are very familiar with that the school doesn't know. Find out what they know. Or you can teach them simple songs. But there is a vast amount of resources out there, believe it or not. But I say, know your audience. What age are we dealing with? Is it whole school, junior school? Is it Key Stage 1 or Key Stage 2? Or is it a secondary school? The thing with secondary school is you go into this big hall and the secondary school is in there and the ones in the fifth year sit there and go, entertain me. That's quite often the way it is because it's not cool to sort of enjoy things, in assembly. But every school in the land is supposed to have an assembly, a form of religious worship every day. But unfortunately, many schools aren't big enough to have the whole school together. Sometimes you get house assemblies. And sometimes the assemblies are just not much more than giving a notice. Yes, and parents can withdraw children from assemblies, Jewish children, Muslim children, Roman Catholic children, but the school is supposed to have a form of assembly, of religious worship, every day. The other thing is that you should never be left on your own in an assembly or in a classroom situation without at least one teacher. Sometimes teachers will see it as an excuse to have a bit of free time. But it has to be now. If a teacher says, well, I'll just leave you now. No, excuse me. They are responsible. They are responsible for the children. They are responsible for discipline. And if they say, oh, I've got to go, I've got to do this, don't carry on. It's protecting you. And above all, that's the first thing you have to do, is protect you in that situation. Not that the children are going to attack you, but it could be, well, they have in some schools. Make sure those principles are in place. Then know how long you've got, know how long it's going to take to get there, what time you start, what time you finish. Would you be invited back into the staff room afterwards? Because sometimes they, oh, they're going to come back for a staff room for a cup of tea or coffee and chat to some of the teachers. And some of them are quite open to that. I'm going to say the bits about the school that you need to know before you even think about what you're going to do. Say, if they give you an assembly of a theme, and many junior schools, primary schools now, have themes that run through the term on various things, and most of them are Christian-based. Love is often used. You know, one week they'll concentrate as a whole within the school, not just their assembly, but the theme of the week will be love, or service, or whatever, and find out what they've covered in that week, or what are going to cover, and fit the assembly in around that. It's good to have a team approach, then different people can do different things. Somebody can lead it, some people can lead the singing, some people have got puppets, if you can work those in. And also don't be embarrassed about going to school, especially if you've got puppets, because the children don't see you, they see the puppets. And they will talk to the puppets and they will wave to the puppets on their way out. Okay? One thing also that you need to make sure that you've got a CRB check, Criminal Records Bureau check, that you've got it in place before mission, and take it with you. Because TFM tells all schools that we go into, every person coming into the school will be CRB checked and they will carry it with you. We had a lady on our team in Eastbourne who had applied for a check, but it hadn't got it through. We couldn't let her go into the school, because we've said to the school, everyone will have their check, you know, with them. Again, that's for our protection as well as the school's. Don't criticise the school. Don't criticise other schools. Don't have a go, even in joke, about the teachers or the headmistress or headmaster. Don't judge. They may be the worst school in the town, but as far as you're concerned, it's the best. So treat them all. And if, you know, there may be other visitors in the school, there may be governors, there may be parents, there may be a strong Christian presence within the school. All the information is useful when you're thinking what we're going to do. Some assemblies, I don't know about you, but when I was at school, I was at school once, one day, assemblies were always 9 o'clock or 9:15. Sometimes schools have an assembly last thing in the afternoon, or just before lunchtime, or straight after lunchtime. So it could be any time during the day, the school day. When you arrive at the school, you'll be expected to check in at the reception desk. You may be required to sign in on the visitor's book. You may be required to wear a visitor's badge. Please make sure that you wear it and hand it in at the end and sign out. Those are things that the school have put into place. Some schools you can just walk into and report to the reception desk. Some schools you have to ring a bell to be let in. You know, and they're all different. But all those things are, you see that they might be sort of unimportant and minor for the real reason why we're there. But you have to go along with the way the school wants to operate. And as I say, no in jokes. Because you may know what you mean, the rest of the team may know it, the school might not, or the teachers might not. You can sometimes concentrate on current affairs, especially football or cricket or whatever, if it's a sporty type school. But I say, be careful. I'm going to just do something that I've done in a school, went down quite well. I want you to listen. Once there was a shepherd who had 100 sheep. Once there was a shepherd who had 100 sheep. There once was a shepherd who had 100 sheep. They skipped and they frolicked and they leaped. They skipped and they frolicked and they leaped. They skipped and they frolicked and they leaped. Now, note, those things, repeat it three times. Because in a school, they don't hear it the first time. The second time, and they've got, and often they'll join in with you on the third. Now, each of these little verses has got actions afterwards. So I taught the children the actions before we did it. And by the end of it, I had 200 children doing all the actions. And the teachers. That was wonderful. But one of the sheep was more curious than the rest. And away from the others, he crept. Someone's missing, said the shepherd, when he counted up that night. Until I find him, I will not go to sleep. Join in. So the shepherd left the 99 and set off in the dark. And behold, behind every boulder, he peeped. Come on, some of you are not joining in.
Do you encourage him to join?
Yeah. And finally he found him, the lost and lonely sheep. Trapped in thorns where the path was rough and steep. So the shepherd freed the sheep and set him on his shoulders. Man, he thought, I could use a jeep. So the shepherd took the sheep and put him with the others. In a white and woolly, happy hundred heap. So then the shepherd threw a party for his neighbors and friends. They skipped and they frolicked and they leaped. That's it. Now, that you can then elaborate on that about the parable of the lost sheep. And that Jesus came to find people that were lost. Not just lost physically, but lost in their lives. But didn't know have a direction. And the school I did that in, it was only a week old, the school. And I got 200 children leaping, and the headmistress was looking at a new hall floor. We toned it down a bit for the older ones. But those things are quite simple. Children love repetition. They learn through repetition. And by the time you get through it, they're anticipating what's going to say. And they're doing the options before they're ready. It was quite amazing how well it went. Chap I went in with, he hadn't done schools much in a way. And I showed him it the night before and he was like, oh, I don't know. When he came out, he thought, that was great. Now I've got two books here by Bob Hartman, Telling the Bible and Telling the Gospel. And I use them quite often. And they're quite simple. He takes Bible stories and rewrites them either as a poem or a song or rewrites a story. And you can use them for any age if you pick the right one. They're available on the internet, I think. The lady I was staying with in East Grinstead took a note of them. She's a school teacher. And she bought them cheaper on the internet than I bought them at Spring Harvest. Another one, Creative Assemblies. Again, and there's just three books that are available that you can use in school work. Creative Assemblies, Key Stage 1. I'm not sure if it's still being preached. Scripture Union, you can have a look afterwards. Sorry? Heather Buckler. So be creative in assemblies. Because often, I mean, I don't know if you can remember your school assemblies, they were actually quite boring, you know. So be creative, especially in junior schools. And you can get away with more or less anything. And the joy is, you can get the teachers to join in. And the children love it when the teachers join in. It's amazing. So, as I say, Be creative. Getting over a simple message. Don't overcomplicate it. Tell them a story. Tell them a Bible story. Because a lot of children now, you and I were brought up with the Bible stories and we knew them off by heart. Children now don't know the simple Bible stories. They don't know the simple story of Christmas. They don't know the simple story of Easter. But be simple with it, because you can overcomplicate it. Especially when you've got, you know, reception class up to sort of 9, 10 year olds. So you've got to go middle ground. But don't patronize them. Don't talk down to them. And I always start off by saying, good morning and good afternoon, boys and girls, or girls and boys. And you always get the same reply, good morning, mister. It's the same song in every school you go to. But I say, make one point. It might be Jesus loved children. And you love Jesus. I'm not sure about that wording, but Jesus loved children, and we can love Jesus, I think, rather than you can, because I think that's wrong. I say, making an appeal. And remember, keep control of what you're doing, but the teachers should be in to keep control. Assembly, another assembly I did in East Grinstead, and there were two little boys over here, and they were sort of infant school, and they were a bit high, and the teachers were watching everything else go, but they were messing about, so I separated them, one to either side of the hall. I didn't touch them. I said, would you like to go and stand over there, and you stay there? And the teacher didn't, so it didn't interrupt the flow, because obviously the teacher's going to have to do it. They usually got to get up from their seat and walk across, so I tried not to interrupt the flow. But you, in the assembly, apart from the discipline, you're in charge. And go with it. And I say, there's masses and masses amount of things within Christian books, shelves and book resources on the internet. And I say, drama goes to it. If you're using drama, and there are quite a lot of dramas you can use in schools, you have to prepare it. You can't make it up as you go along. Whoever's doing the drama needs to have rehearsed it a bit beforehand. There are some scripts. And I say sometimes you can get volunteers to go from local churches. But again, they have to be CRB checked. And above all, have fun. Because it's the only, perhaps the only time that you have the opportunity to speak to children in a number. Enjoy it. Go in and look, make it look as though you are enjoying it. Don't go in with a long face and looking out miserable, because the children will read that. Children read your attitude and your demeanour and your facial expressions more than the words you use. And I say, so you need to also be with it. And in the manual, we're not going to talk about today, there's the schoolwork mission statement on page 59. And the Police Act. There's a lot in here. There's a couple of assemblies, although I think they're now quite dated. But use props. In secondary schools, couldn't use these things in schools. You know, they're a bit more academic. Well, they think they are. But be prepared. Again, look at a possible theme that school is running. And there's some possible introduction in the book, in the manual. When we went to Hope Await in Newport, we had a contact through a special school and was, could you come in and do an assembly about, wasn't Darwin, was it? Something, I'm thinking, excuse me, you know, the team had no information and knowledge beforehand, couldn't find anything much about Mandela. There's lots of things about Mandela, but to run in an assembly in a special school, but one chap had had some experience in apartheid, and he went in and he did it, and it went down a storm. Also in, where were we? We went to that other special school. Mort National Forest. We were due to go into a school on a regular basis to do an assembly, but also at the same time, they had a group doing some music, making a DVD, a CD on Krishna themes, and we thought we can't work them because they were taking children out. So one of the ladies from the church taught in a special school, and some of the children had physical problems, some of the children had extreme learning difficulties. Some were very, very bright children who couldn't cope in mainstream school. We were in that school every day, sometimes twice a day, with different classes, and it went down a bomb. We just did simple little things with them, and they loved it, and we learnt an awful lot going in, because you're thinking, a special school, oh, they've all got problems. Well, yes, they had problems, but a whole range of things. Some were very, very bright, couldn't cope in mainstream school. Some had very extreme learning problems, and some had physical problems. And it was, you could actually sit with the children and do things. And if you know any sort of paper folding things that you can do, you've got your paper here. Oh well. You can do it in a school, you can do it in a church. Right. Do you know about the ticket to heaven? There's two or three ways of telling a story. Somebody wanted, a little boy wanted to go to heaven. Said, I'll ask the vicar, because vicars know everything. The vicar gave this little boy, that's his ticket to heaven. It is not a paper aeroplane. I say it's three simple folds. T-shirt A4. And you go, 1, 2, 3. But then he got onto the bus and the ticket collector tore a piece off, and then he had to change buses and he tore another piece off. And the little boy thought, that's all I've got left for my ticket to heaven. So he got to heaven. So Peter's at the gate. He said, well, I did start with a ticket to heaven, but this is all I've got left. And he said, but that's all you need. Piece of paper, three folds, couple of tears, simple. I mean, you can tell all sorts of stories around it. And I went into one school once at the time, and then was invited for a meal with another chap on the team to the house of a child that had seen it, me do it. And there was paper all over the house. He was trying to work out how it does, and he was folding it and tearing it, and a right mess. So I showed him how to do it, close up. I said, there, you can go into school now and show them people, the other children, how you can do it. The self-esteem that lad raised was something simple, a piece of paper. So there's lots of different ways of getting into schools and working in schools. But I say, have fun, enjoy it. It's not a daunting experience. But I say, when you go into schools, if you haven't been on a mission before, yes, you can go into schools, but it wouldn't be a team of first-timers in a school. You'll go with people who've got experience in schools. Any questions?
So you might be invited to do a seminary lesson.
Or both. Well, I went into the one school, they said, you're into assembly, and said, oh, could you come to class so-and-so and do a lesson? No preparation, you just have to go with it. And again, it was a question and answer one. That's quite fairly easy to manage, because you can say, you can tell them who you are, why you're there. Any questions? When you start the assembly, whoever's leading the assembly, the headmistress or headmaster may introduce you from the walk, but actually take, 10 seconds each. Introduce your name and where you're from. And so again, it makes that link. It makes it personal, and the children can link with that.
How long is an assembly?
It might be 10 minutes. It might be quarter hour. It depends. Individual schools have different times. Sometimes it might be 20 minutes. 20 minutes takes quite a bit of filling on an assembly, because you've also got to keep the attention of the children. But sometimes the school will say, well, we've got the notice session, we want to do that, and then yours as well. 10 minutes is a good time. You can do a lot of stuff in 10 minutes, and you can get a lot of things over. And the children don't have to sit still too long.
Do you do any songs?
If the school normally sings, yes, then the school may have certain songs they like to sing regularly, and the children will know them off by heart. Now, in some schools, there's often a couple of children, they come into the hall first, they go in and get the trolley with the music system on, and then set it all up, or set up an overhead projector if they've got one of those. And it's like clockwork. All these children do it. One school I went in, all these door monitors, so these door monitors came in first, opened all the doors, stood by them, all the children came in, sat down, and then the headmistress said, right, door monitors, and they all stood up, went to the doors, opened them, and it was like clockwork. No pushing, no shoving. Discipline in schools is often a lot better than it used to be. But sometimes you can teach them simple songs. My God is so big. You know that one? with actions. Children love actions.
And
probably not. No. Secondary schools don't tend to sing as much. They want to get in, get out, and do whatever. But there's a lot of songs that you can use with primary schools.
I've never actually managed to get in on the school one. The nearest I got was double booking with Jim Murphy, so he took priority.
But, you know, mug up on a few children's songs like "My God Is So Big" and the actions. And the fun is you can get partway through and say, excuse me, you're all supposed to be joining in on this, because there's always some that people are. And look at the teachers as well. And sometimes the teachers, you know, they'll do it. And it works. But don't be afraid, I was going to say, to make yourself look a fool, but be a fool for Jesus. I mean, there may be conjurers on your team. They go down well in schools.
You can't tell them what they should believe. Sing a song.
Yes. Yeah. But always, you can say, the Bible says this, or Christians believe this, or we believe that. It's just, you have to be careful of those legalities. Because if you start saying, you need to believe this, or you should believe this, the thing to remember is that you're there representing the local church who got you in there. And they may have been working quite hard on getting into the school, so you don't want to screw it up. Sad, I know, but that's the way it works. I say, bear in mind, there may be children of other faiths in there. Okay? Any questions?